Your name, please?
James Brown.
And your position and occupation?
A farmer.
James Brown, do you really feel that I'm black and I'm proud?
Usually I would say my viewpoint is, but I know I'm black and proud.
And that's the name of your new record album, too.
Well, that's one of my record albums. I have several records, and that's not my latest. My latest is Getting Down to It.
Welcome to Viewpoint, Mr. James Brown. In your introduction, you said you're black and you're proud. In your opinion, what is a true soul brother today?
Well, a true soul brother is a man that has heart, meaning, sincerity, plus being righteous, right, who believes in equality among all people.
Now, I understand that you prefer to appear before black audiences rather than white audiences. Is there any reason for this?
I don't know who told you that. I'd rather build a black community because I'm a black man and I know what it means. For as entertaining, I prefer any audience.
Now, I think a lot of people, you know, memory grows very short, but after Dr. King was assassinated, you appeared in both Washington, D.C. and in Boston, Massachusetts, as I recall, at the request of the mayors of those cities to cool the situation.
Yeah, you know, this is the thing that I appreciate, the fact that people remember it. But it was something that I had to do as a man, something I had to do as an American, and something I had to do for protection of my people and the country. And I don't want people patting me on the back for it. It's just something I had to do. I'll do it again.
Well, you say you did it as an American.
And a man, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you consider yourself American first, a man second, or a man second, American first?
I consider myself a man first.
What's your definition? I'm thinking of kids listening in today. What's your definition of yourself as a man or what a man is?
Well, my definition of a man is a man is a person who faces their own obligation, who lives with a conviction, who will be man enough to take it either way it go, win, lose, or draw, who will lay his life on the line for his rights, for his dignity and pride.
I understand President Johnson gave you something after your contribution to the country, or you were at a dinner at the White House.
Yeah, I went there, and I enjoyed the fact of seeing how the country's run, but I appreciated the honor, you know, but it wasn't a thing that had to keep me going. I just couldn't live until I went there. It wasn't that kind of thing, because I got my own thing to do, and that's his thing.
Have you thought about acting at all? Because
yeah, I'm going to act. I've stayed out of acting. Some reason why, because of the fact that most black people have been in show, been in acting bits, had to play overtime roles, definite or indefinite, and they didn't realize that they were being overtime. And I won't play a part like that. I have to have all the residuals that go with it. You have a black performer, black actor, they work for a price, and the picture can be run a million times, they don't get no money. And so, you know, I don't need it.
Well,
I'm going to get all the things I should get as a man. So again, I say, I'm exercising manhood. This is a country, land of plenty, United States. And don't do it for me. Because maybe I'll probably be too old to accept it when you make your mind up. But don't let the country be lost out of complete ignorance. Don't let the country go down, because we've been the mother country for a long time, always called all the shots. Let a human being be a human being. Respect them as a human being. Don't read the Bible if you're jiving, because the Bible speaks of people. If you're going to church, if you need the church to make you be right, and you're going there, then try to do what you're going to accomplish. Try to exercise. If you're not going to exercise, don't drive yourself. Don't make your neighbor feel good. A man like me, I have 25, 1 million record sellers. That's 25 million records. Just to pinpoint it, minimizing it. And a white boy can make 1 million sellers. He get a television show, he'll make 4 or 5 movies. This is not equal opportunity. This is not right. This is not spiritual. This is not religious. This is not Christianity. And the country is supposed to be built up off of Christianity. This is complete stupidity, ignorance. This is the kind of fool that we don't need in the country. It's only because you're ignoring the truth. You're not man enough or woman enough to give a damn. And it's very important that you search your unconscious. It's not many men can stand like me, because a lot of them would have went the other way. They'd have went to destruction. But I laugh, because I'm more man than a man can deny me on my rights. I can still work for my rights, and he don't give them to me. So I'm more man than he is, because I give a man anything that's due to him. And you know, it's kind of a groove being the underdog, because I can laugh at the fools. I want to ask you out there, could you take what the black man is taking?
A lot of people are worried about the future of America.
They don't have a future unless you find equal opportunity.
Well, do you think we're getting any closer to equal opportunity?
Well, you're not supposed to get close. If you got to pay your rent, you don't almost pay it, you pay it. Or you get out. If you got to eat, you don't decide you're going to eat today and eat tomorrow. You eat today. Why put off a man right? That's food for me. That's food for our soul. How can you face a man every day when you deny him of his right and expect him to be your friend? He smiles, but he don't have to like you. And if a man don't like you, the worst thing in the world is to be disliked and not know who disliked you. You know, I give the white man so much credit for being so brilliant, but yet so little credit for being such a big fool. To work with a man all his life and still think that he don't recognize the fact that he's being shoved around. And expect to go home, sleep well, rest well, get up the next day in the sunshine and bright, take a deep breath of air, and go out and start a job and be proud and say bye to his kids and kiss his wife goodbye and say he's a man. You jive yourself. You jive yourself if you're not, even if you're not guilty and see it done and don't do something about it, you're still guilty. You're being accessory to the crime. You're condemning a man. You're prejudging a man before he has had a chance to justify his own actions. Make a mistake. You don't even allow him a chance of making a mistake. He's guilty before he makes one.